Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, Ari Adler, who is spokesperson for House Speaker Jace Bolger. Good evening, Ari. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good.
Very good. We just got had in the studio here a gentleman who is one of the organizers of the rally at the Capitol today. Said about between 1,000 and 1,500 people showed up. How do you think the day went in the demonstration?
Well, I didn't see a lot of those people. I mean, the demonstration out in front of the Capitol was relatively small compared to the numbers that Mr. Enderle was using. I do understand that there were a number of people that were in the House office building, for example, trying to visit the offices and see their representative. From what I understand, it went reasonably well. I haven't heard of any real problems from it. So, good for them in terms of the folks who are here to see the representatives and holding a rally and want their voices heard, and hopefully they continue to do so in a reasonable manner.
And one of the arguments that we have heard about and from an AP article talked about the Michigan AFL-CIO saying they'll fight proposals that would undermine contract bargaining rights. Do you think this is what this is about?
Well, I think certainly that's what the unions are concerned about, is anything that might be done that would try to restrain costs or constrain costs for government and for state government and local governments or school districts, and if it impacts the bottom line of union members, then that's what they'll be concerned about. I think it should be made clear, though, that nothing that has been proposed in the House of Representatives would negatively impact collective bargaining. Folks would still be able to do collective bargaining, and that is something that we're not looking at changing.
Well, and I think that's one of the major differences between us and Wisconsin, because I've heard people trying to compare the two, and I think that's one of the major differences, that Governor Rick Snyder has said he is interested in sitting down and talking with union members.
Well, right, and Speaker Bolger has said the same thing. This is not some sort of a quest of ours of some kind to eliminate the unions, but what we are trying to eliminate is the financial difficulties that are facing the state and that are facing the local units of government. And so that's why we've been working with the locals to get some ideas and look at what we can do to change state law in a way that will help them cut some of the costs that they're facing when they're trying to do the right thing and they can't get it done because of the way the laws are in the state right now.
Well, and is yearly recertification any part of any of this for the state of Michigan with unions?
That's what you're talking about, where they want them to vote every year. That's a Wisconsin proposal, and there's been nothing like that proposed here in Michigan.
Okay, I just wanted clarification on that, because I had heard about that in Wisconsin, and I just wanted to be sure that I was accurate about that. Do you see the budget process? I just got done talking with Senator Rick Jones off the top of the show, and we've heard the phrase over and over again, everything is on the table. This has to be as well. The union discussions have to be on the table as well.
Well, I think anything that is impacting costs has to be something that we're willing to discuss and look at changes for. And for too many years now, people haven't been willing to have some difficult discussions. But when you're looking at a budget where local revenue sharing is going to be reduced, you have local governments and school districts who are saying that they're struggling with cost, and so we have to look at what is it that is affecting their cost. And so you have things for local governments like what's known as Public Act 312, which is the binding arbitration law that increases costs. You have things like the prevailing wage law that increase the cost of getting construction projects done by any government or school district. You have a situation with the Urban Cooperation Act, which is something else we might be looking at, which is, if you bring two governments together and they want to do the right thing and say, look, we could possibly save some money if we combine some services here. There's a problem in that when they do that kind of a change, if there's two different contracts in place, they can't go with one contract or the other. They have to take the best out of both contracts, and that makes a new pay rate for some folks, and that makes higher benefits for some folks. So what you have is local units of government trying to combine services and do the right thing for taxpayers, but they're hamstrung by increased cost.
Well, and there was a quote from Mark Gaffney, who's president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, in the same AP article that talked about the Republican-led legislature in some cases is the same assault on workers that is being done in Wisconsin. I guess I just ask your reaction to that. Are they apples and apples?
No, I don't believe so. And I think that, you know, this rallying cry that we're out to get workers or something is unfortunate, because I think you're getting people fired up about the wrong thing. And I know a number of representatives that I spoke with today who did talk to union members who were in, you know, they said they were very patient with folks and listened to them. And it was important that they listened, because they were hearing things that were no longer accurate, or were never accurate to begin with, depending on what they'd been told. And so I think you mentioned, and you've mentioned several times in your show, I've listened to it, you know, it's really important people get information, they get the correct information. And I think that's key in a lot of these debates. And you know, running around and trying to say that, oh, it's just like Wisconsin, when it's not at all. We're facing very different issues here, and they're going to be dealt with in very different ways.
Well, and the issues that are facing our state, what is comparable, I think, is the issues facing all states today. And Michigan is not different than Wisconsin in that we have serious budget issues and so forth. The process is moving along. We talked about the rubber hitting the road with the budget process. Jace Bolger, House Speaker Jace Bolger, he's in the thick of it as well.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I think is great about the speaker is that he is not afraid to say, let's talk about some things that have not been talked about for too long, or someone will bring it up. And, you know, there have been years past where some of these issues have come up. And as soon as you had a situation like today where you get a union rally and people saying they disagree, you know, it would be pushed aside. People would think it might be too difficult. We have reached a point in this state where we can no longer say things are too difficult to discuss. We have to have the discussion. How it turns out in the end with how changes are made or not made, or which changes are made, we'll get there. But the key thing right now that the speaker has been saying is, let's start talking about this. Let's try to work together and figure out how we get Michigan back on the right track.
So we're past the point of the uncomfortable discussions. We have to have them now. We have no other choice.
There really is no other choice. For too long now, we have been putting things off and saying, you know, we'll fix it one time for this, and we'll worry about it next year. And we've been worrying about it next year for so long now that we've just got nowhere else to turn. And this is why you have to have some of these discussions, even if they are uncomfortable.
Well, Ari, I really appreciate your time tonight, and you reiterated for me, information is power, and the more information out there from all sides, the better decisions can be made. So I appreciate your time tonight, sir.
Absolutely. Always happy to help out and make sure folks have the right information.
I appreciate it so much. We've been speaking with Ari Adler, who's spokesperson for House Speaker Jace Bolger. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.